In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez is coming under increasing pressure to resign, and his opponents and supporters divide largely along class lines. Middle and upper-class Venezuelans are unhappy about his attempts to increase government control of the economy and also his close friendship with Cuba's Fidel Castro. But Chavez still retains strong support among the poor. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
This is Altamira Plaza, the home of the growing anti-Chavez movement in Caracas. It's in this nice part of town that Chavez's well-dressed opponents come to blow horns, beat on pots and pans, and burn the Cuban flag.
I want Chavez to get out of here. He wants to make Venezuela like Cuba.
Gonzalo Pereira says he's especially angry about new laws that increase the government's ability to regulate industry and agriculture and to confiscate land on behalf of the poor. Pereira, who owns a plastics factory, says businesses such as his have been hurt by Chavez's pugnacious anti-American rhetoric.
Venezuela is been poor for a long time, but Chavez is making it worse because, I mean, nobody wants to invest in Venezuela. All the foreign investments are going elsewhere.
Pereira's business has also been hurt by the 27% fall in the value of the local currency over the past couple of weeks. The devaluation has been blamed in part on the flight of foreign capital, combined with a new government policy loosening currency controls. The result is a steep rise in prices, especially on imports. While the economy slides, these demonstrators claim government corruption is on the increase. Beatriz Bochacampi says she believes she's seen evidence of graft in the Chavez administration.
I am a real estate agent, and I have taken many of the Chavez people's wife to look for million-dollar apartments. Where did they get that money from?
Bochacampi believes it's time to force Chavez out of office, despite the fact that he was elected by an overwhelming majority of voters less than 2 years ago.
I want him to quit.
But what if he doesn't quit, what happens then?
We'll have to go the bad way.
What's the bad way?
There will be bloodshed, unfortunately.
Talk of a violent confrontation has been stoked in recent weeks by military officers who've publicly called for Chavez's resignation. Last week, Navy Rear Admiral Carlos Molina Tamayo shocked the Venezuelan political world by appearing on national TV wearing his uniform to denounce his commander-in-chief. I call on the armed forces and the people, Molina said, to publicly demonstrate their dissatisfaction with the unpatriotic attitudes of President Chavez and demand his resignation. Officers are traditionally barred from political activism, and the government is pressuring the dissenters to leave the military. But the officers are refusing to obey, basing their defense on the free speech clauses of Chavez's own constitution. So far, only a handful have spoken out against Chavez, and while they claim to represent the majority inside the armed forces, it's not at all clear that that's the case. Chavez's overall popularity has sunk dramatically. In some polls, it's little more than 30%, but he still commands a loyal base of well-organized supporters, most of them among Venezuela's poor majority. A few dozen of them can be seen outside the presidential palace day and night, keeping vigil for what they fear is an impending attack on their president. Gaston Mirabal says the wealthy are conspiring against Chavez.
La contrarrevolución, las organizaciones que están en contra de esta revolución nacional.
The counter-revolution, the organizations that are opposed to this national revolution, they may have the great fortunes, the money stolen from the people. But we have the blood of the people. Whoever decides to pick a fight with Hugo Chavez will have to fight 20 million Venezuelans, and we're ready to sacrifice our lives if necessary.
The confrontational rhetoric on both sides is threatening to drown out the more moderate voices. Many of Chavez's critics, especially some of his former political allies, say they don't want him to resign, they just want him to be more conciliatory. But Chavez himself seems to have ruled that out.
Un jefe de Estado, o un jefe de gobierno. Que se deje secuestrar por minorías privilegiadas.
A head of state who lets himself be shanghaied by powerful minorities doesn't deserve to be the head of state, Chavez declared last week. As long as Chavez continues to regard political compromise as defeat, there doesn't seem to be any obvious solutions for Venezuela's new class war. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.